Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl. My name is Shannon Lackman. I am the Psychic Cowgirl. I use my natural psychic talent and a gift for connection to raise your vibration and create soul healing. I see energies in patterns, threads, and timelines. This enables me to help you create awareness. I have a degree in metaphysics. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a past life regression therapist and an ordained minister. You can find me at www.psychiccowgirl.com. Let's chat. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Magical Mondays. I have a co-host on with me today. Yay! Are you there, Virginia?
I am here.
Yay! It's always more fun with somebody else. That way I don't have to worry about, you know, being on my best 100,000% game. Because, you know, some days I just am not. Today was one of those days. Today on our ranch was Pull My Youngest Son Cordell Out of Places Day. He got stuck in between the bales, which scared me, but luckily we got him out easily. He got stuck in the mud climbing a gate and lost a boot, and that was like suction cupped in there. Then he was crossing the corral in a different spot and decided he needed to go in the muddiest part available and was stuck there like quicksand, except for it's cow poop. So yeah, you can imagine lovely that was.
I'm glad it was you and not me.
So, yeah, that's how my day has been. So, yeah, it's got to get better from there, right?
Yes.
So today we chose as our topic self-care. After today, yeah, I could use a little. So self-care is taking care of your spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. It is important to take care of ourselves as well as taking care of everybody else. That way, when your munchkins or somebody gets stuck in big piles of mud, you're a little calmer digging them out. You know, if I needed a day off, I probably would yell or be a little more upset. I know that for myself, having me time and self-care times makes me a better mom, makes me a better wife, makes me better at everything. And self-care is anything you do that's just for you and replenishes your spirit. I know that we all know this, but we tend to forget and put self-care last on the list. How about you, Virginia?
Yeah, I'm usually the last one taken care of in my world. And then when it does come time that I'm at the breaking point and I say to my husband, okay, I'm hitting that wall and I need to take it easy. I get like that, and the eye roll, and like I'm being dramatic about it or something.
Yeah, I know that one too. So, let me ask you this: when do you know that it's time for self-care? And people in the chat room and listeners, when do you know it's time for self-care? What happens to you?
Well, for me, I start getting a little more tired than normal, or I'll start to feel a little run down, and then sometimes it'll even if I don't pay attention to that subtle "I'm a little extra tired today" sign, I'll start to hit a point where I literally feel like my energy is being stretched, and the mere thought of doing something extra makes me want to break down and cry or go into an all-out panic attack because I can't even take anything else on.
You're feeling so overwhelmed.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can appreciate that one. I get cranky. And then sometimes I just find that I'm not excited about anything. Like I'll have really fun things happening like in a couple days or the next day or even that day, and it doesn't seem like I have any enthusiasm for it. That's when I know, time to dial it back.
Yeah, I kind of run into that. It's almost like you're going through the motions instead of enjoying the moment, right?
Yes, absolutely. And my Angels Rock in the chat room says, when I make no sense. Oh, I hear you on that one. Huge. You're trying to explain something to somebody, and your words are not matching what you think that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Time to stop.
Yeah.
Or you get asked to one more thing, and you just feel like you're going to explode.
Yes. That happens a lot with my husband, because he's usually the one who asks for that one more thing.
Yeah, husbands, that happens to them, doesn't it?
Poor guy.
No kidding. Or my kids, yeah. I'll be way more yelly, and little things that normally wouldn't bother me, I can't take.
Yeah, it's kind of like a PMS on steroids.
Yeah, good way to put it. And the silly thing is that we do it to ourselves, don't we?
We do. Because we think we're superwomen and we can take on everything and we can handle everything.
True enough. I see my Angels Rock, and you were in the chat room saying you love sea salt baths. I agree. Aren't they the best?
They are.
That's one of my favorite self-care.
My problem is taking the time to sit in the bath. Or sometimes I'll run into, like, oh, my gosh, I need a bath today. Oh, I haven't cleaned the tub this week.
Yeah. Or do you find that you know that you need it, and you just sort of brush it aside and think, no, I just need to do this one more thing. If I do this one more thing, and then this one more thing, and then, oh, and this other one more thing, then
mm-hmm.
I can have time. And isn't that sort of why we got to that point in the first place?
Right. That's kind of ignoring not paying attention to the, you know, the subtle, you're extra tired, you're a little cranky, you're slightly irritable. And you just keep going because you know you need a break, but, oh, I can take a break tomorrow because if I just get this stuff done today, and then the break becomes a breakdown because you can't take it anymore.
That's a great way to put it. Then the break becomes a breakdown, for sure. I like that. Yeah, and then our husbands usually get to hear about it, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unwillingly.
I schedule a girl day every couple months to go get my hair done in the city that's about an hour and a half away. And my hairstylist and I were roommates a long time ago. So it's a really fun day. And we usually either have lunch or supper, depending on what day it is that we fit it in. And I find that sometimes I even schedule those on really busy days. No, I always schedule my hair appointment well in advance because she's very busy. But I will put things around, like, before and after that day to make it really crazy so then I can enjoy my day. Now, isn't that dumb?
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. Why do we do this?
I don't know. Because then I get to the day and I'm like, well, that was really stupid. Why do I think I need to be there for everybody and do all this other stuff when I have this really fun day planned?
Right.
Because then you have to hurry. Or your mind is so full of everything else you have to do that you don't sit there and enjoy it and read all the People magazines and stuff. Not good.
No, it's not. That's kind of how the past month has been for me, like the mind being so busy that I didn't even know what I was doing from day to day. Like I literally had to look at a calendar and follow a schedule to keep myself in line.
Yikes, hey?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? I found this last month really busy, too. And I have my life scheduled pretty tightly, and I don't usually do that. So I don't know if it's, I don't think it's I'm any busier. It just seems like I think I need to get everything done now and right away instead of spacing it out. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, there does seem to be a sense of urgency. And, you know, it's funny. I think you saw that blog post I did last night. But the quote I used in there was, there's more to life than increasing its speed. And I think that's pretty important right now for a lot of people.
Yeah, I wonder why we're doing that.
I don't know, but it was a nice reminder to slow down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, are we feeling a sense of urgency? Or some of it is just, I have so many fun things happening that I want to do them all.
Yeah, there's that too. And then maybe that's it. Maybe there's so much more fun things going on that we're trying to make sure we fit them in with all of the work and regular, normal day-to-day things that we're supposed to do.
Yes. That would make sense.
So how do we mix them together and make it all cohesive and not overwhelming? Because you want to enjoy the fun times. That's why you work hard, right?
Right. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think that we get into rhythms and cycles too, and sometimes it's okay to do all of that and we're fine with it, and other times it's not.
Yeah.
I think if we just incorporate some flexibility if we can, and so when it's those times that we can't be superwoman like other times that we can, we need to just know that, recognize that, and then dial it back. Change some things around if you can.
Yeah.
Nobody says you have to.
It's so easy to say that and agree with you.
I know.
But when it comes time, I know I won't. I know I'm not going to listen.
I know. Me too. Actually, I am. I'm because my April is so booked that I'm scheduling appointments for May, and I've been really, really, really careful about where I'm scheduling them, and I'm leaving lots of open days because I just found the last 3 months I wasn't doing that, and then I didn't get as much time for the fun things.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt pressured all the time. Not all the time, but just a lot of the time, right?
Yeah. Well, and having taken, you know, a week-long vacation this past week is kind of helped me reprioritize a little bit and realize that, you know, I don't do enough for myself. I don't take enough time to enjoy things around me or things going on, which is what I did this past week. I literally was on my phone or, you know, online, on Facebook, on anything as minimally as possible. And I really made sure I was in the moment of being where we were and enjoying it and not worrying about anything, because there was nothing to worry about. There weren't the bills at home. There wasn't work to go to. There wasn't any of that. It was where I was at, and that was all that mattered. So I think I need to bring that mindset back home a little bit and incorporate it a little more.
I like that. I agree. When you go away camping or stay in a hotel, it's amazing how much extra time you seem to have, too, because
mm-hmm.
you don't have all the distractions and how you can just be.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you're thinking, oh, man, why do I have all that extra stuff? Every time I go away on a vacation and I come home, I stop doing a bunch of stuff, and then I slowly let it all creep back in, though. Then I need to go away again, I guess. I don't know.
No, today was my first day back to work, and I realized that I need a vacation. I can't take this.
Yeah, no kidding. You always need a vacation from your vacation, right?
Yeah. And the vacation was fun. It wasn't stressful at all, but that being back at work and in that environment was just a little too much.
Yeah, back to reality.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But it's interesting how our mind is different on vacation, because we let ourselves not worry about everything. Yet how can we get home and we just fall back into the same pattern?
I don't know. There's that pile of worry that we left sitting at the front door that we have to pick back up for some reason.
For some reason, yeah. We need to stop doing that.
Maybe we should sweep it out the door and let someone else pick off the pile.
Put sea salt on the step before you walk in the door. Let it take everything. Well, and then you come home and you unpack, sort of, or you leave the suitcases laying around like we do for like a few days, and everything is such a disaster. I think that doesn't help to get us back
that's
in that other pattern. Yes.
Yeah, we actually unpacked everything right away, so it made life a little easier. I was impressed, too. That's not normal. I mean, if we go away for the weekend to my in-laws or something, yeah, we come home and unpack right away. But from a week-long vacation to come in and have everything put away within a half hour, I don't know what got into us.
Wow. I am very impressed. Very, very. So let's talk about some of our favorite self-care tips. We talked about sea salt baths and a geode in the bathtub, which I am going to try.
It's so awesome.
It's too. Nice. Is there a certain type of geode that you use?
No. I just have one that I don't even know what it is.
We have sparkly ones.
It works.
Great. Cool. So what is another favorite one of yours, Virginia?
Well, if I do baths, I either do sea salt or I do an herbal tea bath. And I usually, it depends on what's going on. And if it's that I'm worn out and stressed out, and there's too much going on around me, I will do, like, lavender and sage and maybe chamomile and then some spearmint or peppermint, just some kind of mint, because the lavender and the chamomile, you know, that helps relax you, and the sage pulls all the crap out and kind of helps cleanse your aura a little bit. And then the mint, I just love mint, and mint helps with any achiness and sore muscles and stuff. So if you're tense from all the stress, that also helps relax the muscles.
Nice. And you make these teas, don't you?
I do.
Yay. And if somebody wanted to contact you to get these teas, where would they find you?
You can go on my page on Facebook. It's called Twisted Sisters. I'll put a link to it in the chat room.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I'm all for sea salt baths. And I haven't tried your bath teas yet, which is really weird because I love baths. I need to fix that. I will be contacting you.
I'm in the process of making some more because I have a craft fair coming up. So I'll make a couple extra to send you.
Perfect. Perfect. The only thing I can't have is eucalyptus because my 8-year-old is allergic to it.
Okay. Good to know.
Nice.
Because that's my other favorite is just if I'm not needing, like, because a lot of times the chamomile and the lavender relax me too much and make me really tired. So if I just need a stress relief, I usually just use eucalyptus and spearmint.
Nice. I like it. I like the way it smells. But, yeah, being that you can't contain it just in the bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, you can, though.
Yeah, but the scent goes through all the house, and I would really feel bad if you had a little breathing attack just because I had to have eucalyptus in my bathtub. I mean, I can have other things. It's okay. One of my favorite ways is to go for a walk, check my cows and horses, pet them. Just being outside, that helps me a lot. I find that if I go for a lot of days without being outside or going for a walk, I get crabby. I need to be out there more. And I do it to myself because I just think I need to get all this other stuff done that's inside.
Yeah, that was a big pattern I have recently fallen into since we had to put the dog down. We don't go out a couple times a day to walk the dog. And so I realized I'm not getting out like I used to and being outside, and I've been a lot crabbier than normal.
It makes a difference. Yeah, if I get really bad, I notice that my cows will do something bratty, like get out, and I go outside and chase them back in. Yeah, they're good cows, but they're bratty. So what else? What is another of your favorite?
Well, today I noticed I was a little stressed after my first day back to work and having a little bit of anxiety. So when I stopped at the grocery store, I found myself going straight to the floral section, and I bought just a simple little group of the stargazer lilies, I think they're called.
Ooh, my favorite.
I love those. Put them in a vase and put them on my coffee table, so I was staring at them the whole evening.
Nice.
So I think having flowers, fresh flowers, a little bit of brightness in the house seems to help. But on a daily basis, I take 5 to 10 minutes to myself alone in the bedroom. And sometimes it'll be just zoning out, like balancing the checkbook or something, to where I'm just not really thinking about anything. Or I'll go wash the dishes or something. Something along those lines where it's mindless. Whatever I'm doing is mindless. It doesn't take much thought. It doesn't take much. It's more of a routine type thing for me. And that seems to help pull away any of the yuck that I've taken in from the day.
Nice. Washing dishes, yeah. As much as I hate to admit it, it is a good kind of meditation.
Yeah.
I resist anything housework. But it does work. Because you can get some, zone out, for sure. I just don't like it at my house because we don't have a window over the sink like most houses do. I need to put a picture there. Because, otherwise
put a picture of a pretty garden or something that looks like you're... Put a picture of a window.
That would be great. I should put a picture of a window with trees outside and maybe a little pond. I'm going to find one. That is hilarious. Brent will come home from work and be, really? I'll say, it works for me. Just go with it, honey.
You could even paint your own little picture,
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Some water. It doesn't have to be, some extravagant painting. It can just be simple and fun. You'd be surprised at what you can do. I can draw a stick figure, and that's about as far as I can go. But I've surprised myself with a couple of things that I've done with paint and a canvas.
Really?
Just
nice.
Don't look too closely, because you'll see all of the layers of paint. How many times they messed up and painted over.
My mom is very creative. She's the one that makes all the jewelry for my store, and she can also paint and knit and all of the stuff. So my boys and I were visiting, and she decided to teach us to paint. My boys did great. Me? Not so much. I have other talents. not so much. Actually, you know what? Now that we say that, I have a picture that she painted me that I just took off the wall, and I was going to put it someplace else, and I haven't hung them up yet. Maybe I will put that over my sink. Got
there you go. Or
that's a really good idea.
A new picture that looks like you're looking outside.
I could do that. She would do that. She would be very good at it. That's funny. And Sue says she doesn't have one either, so she needs to get a picture also. Good plan.
There you go. Sue.
Okay, so everybody that doesn't have the window is going to have pictures. Good idea. So I'm going to read some of the things that they in the chat room shared. Dana said, I think I saw hers, and she said that she buys Gerber daisies to cheer herself up. I love that. There was some more. Ooh, Sue bought a bunch of honeysuckle. That would smell awesome.
Yeah, maybe I should get some of that from my front room to go with my lilies.
There you go. Stargazer lilies are my favorite. I even made pens with fake ones.
Oh.
Wow. I'm looking at them right now. I've just floral taped the lilies to a pen, one of my favorite kinds of pens I like to write with.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fine. Yeah. Then I have them all the time. That's cool.
That's fine. I'm going to have to try them.
It's really easy because I'm not crafty and I could do it. Telling ya.
I'm pretty crafty and I don't know how to make the pen.
It's so easy. You just take the pen and the floral tape that's kind of sticky and you put the flower on it and you just wrap it and it looks like a green stem. I know. It is super easy because, yeah, I tell you, I'm not crafty. Not really. My other favorite self-care tip, chips, ripple chips and dill pickle dip. Love it. If I'm feeling really antsy and having a bad day, you bet. That's what I reach for. Super yummy. I have a question for you all, too. When I was, you know, cruising around the internet, seeing other people's tips on self-care, I found this self-care quiz. And what the first question they asked, and you're supposed to answer, five represents more true, one represents less true, is I take time for myself every day, have a spiritual discipline, and watch less than 1 hour of TV a day. What do you guys think about that? I watch TV.
Oh, I watch more. I take time out of the day for myself, but the less than 1 hour of TV a day, not so much.
Me either. And I found it interesting that she put it with the spiritual practice.
Yeah.
To me, it wouldn't go there because, really, if I want to zone out and watch Gossip Girl that I PVR'd, I'm gonna.
Yeah. That's another way that I find myself zoning out is just watching mindless television, like The Real Housewives of Everywhere and, what else do I watch a lot of?
I just watched The Real Housewives of Vancouver because it was Canadian. I had to check it out. Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious.
We don't have that here. Or if we do, I haven't seen it.
It just started last week. I didn't watch any of the other ones, but I watched this one, and I'm sure they're exactly the same because, yeah, I don't know anybody that acts like that. That is crazy. That is so much fun.
And my husband always says, I don't know what you see in these. Why do you watch these shows? These crazy women are absolutely nothing like you are. I don't see what your attraction to these shows are. It's mindless television.
That's why. Because you know it can't be real. Because really, it's entertaining.
It is. It's
not our life.
Mindless television. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to do anything. You look at how crazy other people look and you feel better.
Yes.
About yourself.
And then you feel better about yourself. Absolutely. No wonder all those shows are so popular, hey?
Yeah. Well, so I think funny. For other reasons than we like them. I think some people like them because they want to be them, which is crazy.
True. Yeah.
Sorry if that applies to anyone listening.
I doubt it does. On this same quiz, I'm just going to say what the last question was. If anyone wants me to put where the link to this quiz, I can. The number 10 question was, I know what I am passionate about. And I liked that question. Because
that's
part of self-care. To know what you're passionate about, what makes you happy, to have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. I notice with my clients, some of them, there's a pattern, and I call it the bored housewife pattern. Not all of them are housewives, but it's because they don't have anything to do that really makes them, I don't know, happy or makes them joyful and excited to do it, that because they have this extra time, they can cause trouble in their own relationships with other people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like a self-sabotage. You're bored or you're not fulfilled enough in areas, so you create drama and chaos unnecessarily. I see it all the time at work on a daily basis.
And I think my philosophy on that is because they don't know what they're passionate about, and so they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you need any big, huge career. It just means you need something to do that
yeah.
you enjoy.
Something to occupy your time, a hobby, something.
Yeah. So what are you passionate about, Virginia?
Oh, I had a feeling this question was coming.
You must be psychic.
I'm
going to throw that in the chat room, too.
You know, I ask myself this question a lot, what makes me truly happy? And there's so many different things that really make me happy, and I just don't think I do them enough. You know, like I really enjoy doing readings. I really enjoy having that connection. I really enjoy visiting shops around here and different classes that they have, and I just don't get enough of it, I don't think.
Well, see, and you have a lot of things then that you're passionate about. So that's great.
Yeah. My sweetie pie, Sue, says, I am passionate about him. When I'm not annoying him.
Yeah. Too funny. Yeah, I call that other one the bored housewife syndrome. Yeah.
And see, I find it at work, I think it's a boredom too, and a lot of them aren't housewives or anything. They're just, or maybe they are, maybe those, if I think about it, those probably are the ones that cause the most problems, the ones that are married and unhappy at home.
It makes sense. Or they don't have like an external, something that's just for them. Well, I see that we have a caller, so let's go and I'll click there and see who this is.
Okay.
Oh, they're gone. Okay, then. Ooh, Moonwatcher says, I often get my colored pencils out and color pictures. I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's the thing, too. I like doing crafty stuff, and I don't do enough of that either because my time is so taken up with all of the things that aren't as important, and so I'm trying to find a way to shift that.
That makes sense. But, yeah. Do we like, make 10 minutes to do something? Is that what we need to do? Like, just make, like, set a timer? And for that 10 or 15 minutes, we do that whatever it is that we think that we don't have time for. And then when the timer dings, we decide if we want to keep doing it or we have to go do all our other stuff. Wouldn't that help us get into a better pattern?
It might if you're forcing it, because if you're not forcing it, then you're just kind of letting it fall by the wayside, right?
Right, like scheduling in self-care.
Yeah.
That sounds wrong. But
It's almost like scheduling a night with the husband. It sounds wrong to schedule it, but sometimes if you don't, it doesn't get in there anywhere, right?
That is true. And I find, though, if we schedule it, yeah, something always happens. Just have to hold out. Sneak it in there.
And I'm sure it's harder for you with kids, you know, just scheduling anything, making time for much of anything.
Yeah, I had to let go of a lot of control issues. And, you know, be a lot more flexible because, well, scheduling children, yeah, just doesn't work. It's like herding ducks.
Right.
The cows are easier to schedule.
Right?
That's right. And they get stuck in the mud or something, and then you just have to go rescue them. All fun.
Those things to get into.
Since Dana's listening, I have to tell her this because I don't know if she was here when I was talking about Cordell getting stuck in the bales. Dana's a friend that lives in not far from me, and I was told that the reason they did that is because her boys taught them how to slide through the bales that way. Except Cordell went in a space that wasn't big enough and got stuck. So he told me that it was Connor and Kobe's fault. Hi, Connor and Kobe, if you're listening. Cordell blamed you.
Yeah, you know.
He probably wasn't thinking that when he was stuck there crying, but you know what? Once he got out, that's what he told me. His older brother is a lot skinnier than him, and he just slid through on a different spot. And Cordell, you know, had to see if he could do it, but it did not work. I was panicking. I thought, oh, my goodness, am I going to have to get the tractor and, like, pull bales? And, oh, my goodness, yeah.
I thought you were going to say, get the tractor and pull the kid out.
Well, might have had to. I was panicking. Then I ran into the bale fort, and he was okay. He was just hanging there, and it was easy to get him out. Yep, he blamed you guys, just letting you know. Next time you come to play, you can ask him about it. I'm sure he'll tell you. So, yeah, that's another thing for self-care. You got to laugh. When all these things happen that make life go crazy, sometimes you just got to sit down on the bales, on the couch, on the steps, wherever, and laugh about it because, really... If you don't, you're probably going to cry.
Right. And if you cry, you're only going to make it worse. So laugh.
Exactly. Exactly. I had to wait a long time before I could laugh. But, yeah. Too hilarious, though. So another thing that I love is doing research when I'm frazzled. I just surf around the internet and find interesting things to read or get a good book and lose myself in it. One of my Twitter friends, that was her suggestion, is to lose yourself in a book. That comes from Linda Sheridan, and I agree with that one.
That's a good idea. I don't do enough of that. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Yes. What other fun ones? How about the ladies in the chat room? Do you have anything you want to share?
I know that I, and not even consciously, but I'll notice myself dancing around the house when there's no music on, or like I'll be getting ready for work and I'm dancing in front of the mirror for no reason, and then I stop and laugh at myself because I realize what I'm doing. Or
nice.
I'll need to listen to music a little bit more, and then I know, like, okay, I've been too stressed and I need to lighten up or something because, you know, I'm obviously singing or dancing to raise my own vibration a little bit, you know.
Do you have a favorite song that you listen to?
No, I don't, because it's different. You know what I mean? It depends on my mood, and I love music so much, and I love so many different styles of music that, you know, I usually just say, all right, give me what I need, and magically the perfect song comes onto the radio or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have my favorites. Johnny Reed. Today I'm going to try to change the world. That's one of my favorites. And Journey, the Believe song. If I'm really crabby, I go put it on and just listen to it over and over a few times until I can, you know, pull myself out of it. That's if I can't go outside. Oh, Dana said she just enjoyed a wonderful walk in the last bit of today's sunshine. Very rejuvenating. Nice. It was very sunny here today. It was fantastic.
Yeah, we had a decent amount of sun here today, too, but it got pretty chilly this evening.
The sunny spot, that's another favorite one of mine. Hang out in the sunny spot. I move the cat, and I go there. At my house, me and the cats fight over the sunny spot. Oh,
well,
everybody in the chat room loves the Journey song. Nice.
Journey is a good go-to band, that's for sure, when you need that, you know.
I agree.
Being near bodies of water always helps me.
Nice. Oh, your trip, that's right.
Yeah, we'll but even aside from that, when, you know, we'd go, my in-laws used to live 2 hours away, and they lived on a small lake in Michigan, and we would go there, and it was just nice to be out by the water. If you can be by the ocean, that's a completely different story, and walking along the beach on the ocean is beyond amazing and beyond rejuvenating and probably the most wonderful thing in the world to do. But if you don't live next to the ocean, you got to find the next best thing, you know?
A little challenging, right?
Right.
So does still water affect you differently than running water? I'm just curious now.
For me, it did. It had a very massive difference. I mean, there's one thing to be at, you know, a smaller lake, or even, you know, I live near Lake Michigan, and I've been up by Lake Michigan, and that's obviously a larger body of water, and is a little more moving and flowing than a smaller lake, but the ocean, it's a constant, like, crash of the waves under the shore. I mean, it's literally a constant thing. At least it was for that week we were there. I don't know what happened.
So does it feel busier?
The other 51 weeks. Maybe it was just putting on a show for me. I don't know. But it was so awesome. It was such a great feeling. It was so rejuvenating to walk along the beach, and we went at all different times of the day and temperatures. It was, you know, in the afternoon, in the early morning, later at night. It was stormy out. It was sunny out. Like, we really got to experience, like, the whole spectrum, and it was awesome any time of the day we were there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. I highly suggest it for anyone who hasn't. This was my first time ever visiting the ocean and the shore, and I suggest to everybody to go do it at least once.
Nice. I've been to the ocean in Texas, but it was a very long time ago. I actually went for a ride along the ocean, but it was a really cloudy, gross day, and the horses were crabby, so it wasn't the, you know, wonderful, relaxing, joyous thing that we thought it would be, but we got rid of the horses.
That you see in the movies?
Yeah! Didn't turn out like that at all. These horses were crabby. But the ocean was cool.
It is a very cool thing.
Moonwatcher in the chat room, she says she likes to go out at night to look at the moon and the stars. Sweet.
I was just gonna say that. Or repeat what she had written, because I do the same thing. Even if I'm not outside, like if it's too cold or something, I'll pull up
the
blind by the window and sit in the window and look out. I always do that during the full moon.
Yes. Wasn't this a gorgeous full moon a few days ago?
Do you want to know what's crazy? I didn't even see it. I saw it one night. Well, because we were out of town, and the one night we went out and walked along the beach that night and tried to get a couple of pictures, like, you know, on the shore under the moon. But the next night it was really stormy there, and so we couldn't see it.
Well, that's no fun. It was huge.
I know.
Really huge. It was a pretty one. I found people were, I don't know, edgy around this moon, though. I don't know what that was about, but I'm glad it's over. Another favorite self-care, of course, is retail therapy. I online shop. I love it. I love it a lot.
I'm not a huge shopper. It doesn't give me, that doesn't, you know how, you know, you just said a good, it works for you. That's just not something that works for me. I've never been a big shopper.
I like clothes and boots. I have a lot of boots.
Maybe I should start picking it up more.
There you go. Try it. You never know.
But I'm one of those people who I don't like to buy things for myself. I'd rather go out. You know, if I was out and I was buying things for other people,
that would be okay?
Like, oh, yeah, I'd feel better. You know, like around Christmas time, I love going and shopping and finding the perfect gift for everyone else. But I've never been a huge, you know, buy for myself. Maybe that's part of my problem. Maybe I don't do enough for myself.
Ah, there you go. And online shopping, I love it. It's so much fun because I don't get to stores very often or I'm too busy. But yeah, I like it. So let's talk about when you have to disconnect from online, because that does happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it can be overwhelming, time-consuming, distracting, and it gets to be too much, and you have to back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to take breaks. And you still pop in now again
hard
and
a little,
say hi.
Isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how ridiculous and dependent we have become on the internet, right?
Yes. It's a habit. It's addicting. I don't play any of the games on the Facebook because I would spend hours on there.
No, I don't play any games on there either.
No, I used to every once in a while, or I used to a lot actually, and I realized this is ridiculous. I am spending so much time and I don't really care. It's just a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them all off. I had to detox myself because, yeah. And my husband likes the games too, so yeah, we were both doing it. Now we play one on the iPad though that we're kind of addicted to, and we yell at it and stuff. But we keep the iPad. The iPad's not on all the time, so we actually have to go and load it up and make a big effort, and that seems to help us to not be on it all the time. Yeah, the internet.
Yeah, because it's work now.
Yeah. Anything to make it a little more complicated. But, yeah, I know Lorraine just had to take a break because she wasn't feeling well from everything, too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes you just have to unplug that and only pop in a little bit, hey?
Yeah.
I know when it comes time to that, when I read people's statuses or things that they say, and I snarl. I'm not feeling very compassionate. I'm feeling a little bit judgy. And so I know, yeah, time to walk away a little bit and go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being too involved. I'm being, you know, my bored housewife that I call them.
But at least you notice it. At least you realize it's happening and you stop it from becoming the drama.
Right. Before I say something or do
monster.
Something. That's,
right.
Yeah. Because I would only be doing it because I was snarly.
Right.
Not that it would be, you know, helpful or practical in any way.
I find myself stopping myself from doing that a lot too. I'll have a really good, like, sarcastic, snarky comment, and
yep,
I know it'll be funny to me.
yep, and that's when I also know I need to phone a friend.
Yeah.
I need to phone a friend and get out of this mood, or I might accidentally say something because, yeah.
I usually go to my husband and tell him what I wanted to say just so that I get it out of my system, and then I feel better.
Yeah. Oh, Dana has a good tip. She hides a lot of status updates of people that she still wants to contact, but want contact with, but whose posts continually give her an icky feeling that she just doesn't want to hear about all the time. Yeah,
right.
I do that too. And sometimes it's just, I don't know, whatever I'm going through, because I'll go back later and I'll unhide them and I'll enjoy them again, and then I have to go hide them, like, maybe in a few months or something.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's what you're going through, or do you think it's what they're going through? Do you think maybe they just got too much negativity going on and you don't want to be touched by it or bothered by it?
Yes, I say what I'm going through because it's my reaction to it, right? Because sometimes it's okay and I just can ignore it and move on, and sometimes it makes me tired and crabby, so I have to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're right. A lot of times it is they're unloading their stuff, like Sue is saying. They're getting rid of their negativity online, and, yeah, I just don't want to listen to it.
Right.
Or we can say this because we're all psychic. When they're lying online.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And you know it, and they're
mm-hmm.
telling stories, and you know it, and you have
mm-hmm.
to, like, take a step back because, really, it's not up to me to say. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. And I have to really check in with myself on those. Yeah.
I know a couple of those, and it's almost amusing. I almost feel bad for them. Like, you have to go to this length to portray yourself as something that you're not.
Yes.
And then another part of me sits back and laughs when they portray something and then, you know, a month later are complaining about this, that, and the other, and it's like, you need to make up your mind because you're lying about what you have going on or what you don't have going on, and yet you're complaining because you don't have anything. Well, you basically just created this situation and brought this to yourself. So if you were just honest and upbeat, and maybe life would be better. That's just my take.
Yes. Or they'll say things and then they contradict themselves a little
mm-hmm.
bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, yeah, okay. Because you knew that the first thing was not true, and then they sort of validate it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I get super overwhelmed with that, and I have to disconnect for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody online is being who they truly are.
Right.
They're just trying to be something else, and you can tell because there's no sincerity there.
Mm-hmm. Or the people who I have a really hard time with, a few friends of mine on Facebook who have to, like, express their every thought or something.
Yes.
Or their every move, like, oh, it's such a beautiful day, and I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then 10 minutes later, oh, nothing's going my way. You just said it was a beautiful day. Can you make up your mind? Or I made eggs, bacon, sausage, and pancakes and biscuits for breakfast. Like, that's great, but I don't think your entire Facebook friend and family need to know, right? You know?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not.
Isn't
either,
it fascinating?
It is. It's either narcissistic or pathetic, and I can't seem to figure out which one it is. Like, are you that full of yourself that you think everyone needs to know your every move or every thought, or are you that lonely that you don't have anyone to talk to and share all those little moments and aspects with?
That is
funny.
That is funny. I just had a thought about that, but I got distracted with laughing. Gone. It's gone.
If it's important, it'll come back.
It will. It was more fun laughing.
She says she's guilty of this. She is not.
No, she's not.
Dana, I'm off to brush my teeth. My dog just pooped.
We could have a contest sometime. I still haven't set up
a
contest to win Lorraine's Oracle cards. We could have a contest who can come up with the weirdest status or who can come up with the, you know, I don't know. Something. That would be hilarious.
That
and all the
funny.
Other people would not know what we were doing.
I could just copy and paste a whole bunch of people from my Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness. Facebook, I find so fascinating. It's like having, I don't know, this huge, I guess it's a community, and all these different people and the lessons they teach us and the things they say. And, wow, it's kind of like the Real Housewives of Vancouver sometimes. Because you're thinking, really? You're sharing that?
Yeah. Like the people, and this is one thing that, you know, I've always told my husband, and he's so grateful for it. Facebook is not my sounding board for any relationship issues that arise.
No.
Everyone knows we all have issues in our relationships. No relationship is perfect.
Right.
But it
is not.
Do you
want to air that?
Right. It is not for everyone to know about. Every little time we have a little tiff or a little spat, or he doesn't pee into the toilet, everybody doesn't need to know. Every time
exactly.
That happens.
Well, and because the next time you post, it's all about how in love you are.
Right.
Like, do people realize the messages they're sending out? I mean, maybe we're too aware. Maybe that, I don't know, maybe these people are going to have this open book life that we don't understand, but really? So what happens in 10 years when they go read all that? Because you can delete it, but is it ever really gone?
I don't know. I mean, if you delete it, I think it is. But
people have already seen it. I don't
right.
know.
You know what makes me the most insane about Facebook is the passive-aggressive posters who are like, oh, let me think of a good one. Their comment is so directed towards somebody on their Facebook feed or one of their Facebook friends, but they won't mention their name. They'll just say,
right.
You know, certain people really should keep their kids in the house and not running around wild on the street. You know what I mean? When they, like, specifically mean. I've even had a friend post a passive-aggressive post like that and
right.
Then delete it because she didn't want the person to see it.
Right. But it's already there.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. You should never post anything that you say to somebody out loud and to their face. That's my rule.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't say it to you or send you the message, then I shouldn't be saying it on Facebook.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you want to vent and say something and then you delete it. And I get it if it's once in a while, but.
But
yeah.
Every half hour?
Yeah, that's a little extreme. So they're going to tell us probably it's going to be over in 10 seconds.
Okay.
They'll tell me in my ear in a minute. This has been funny, the Facebook discussion. Oh, it gives us so much entertainment.
And
so
are we
much.
Really any better? Because now we're all venting about them.
Exactly, right? We're not. It's all good. Well, ladies, they just told me 10 seconds, so I want to thank everyone for listening, and to Virginia for being here as a co-host.
You are welcome.
And I think we have something really juicy planned for next week, don't we, Virginia?
We do. I'm excited.
Cool. Kate, because you guys are here listening, I'll tell you what it is. Oh, no, maybe I'll just tell in the chat room.
Yeah, because we're going to run out of time.
Yes. Yeah, it's already over time, but it's still recording. So, yes, it's going to be really fun next week. And I just posted in the chat room what it's going to be about. And the rest that aren't in there are going to have to wait until I set it up.
Yep.
So thank you all. Thanks, Virginia.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night, everyone.